The footpath you are about to start out on links the Reis Bas dello Scorlazzo defensive system with those of Laghetti di Scorlazzo and Filan de Mot. The area is packed with military artifacts, indicative of the large numbers of soldiers based there. The rise above it is cut through by a long trench, much of which has fallen down, and all around it there are a great many shelters and other open-air artillery positions. Just a short way away, a further footpath heads off eastwards along the Reis Alta crest to a further interesting Italian army position. The Reis Bas and Reis Alta defensive system was served by the wide military road which forks off from the Stelvio Road 200 meters below Terza Cantanera. Reis Alta was connected in the valley to two distinct teleferics whose lower stations were Pian di Scorlazzo. The longest forked off the mule track and covered 250 meters of ascent in a single span. The second had a lower station at an altitude of 2,620, just a short distance away from Rio di Scorlazzo, where two semicircular redoubts are still visible. At Reis Alta, a number of buildings designed as shelters for soldiers and warehouses had been built under the protection of the crest above. The mule track continues to just short of the crest, within a covered trace, still clearly visible, to the foot of Monte Scorlazzo, where the last Italian defences were located and mountain guns positioned. The road network built to ensure troop, artillery and supply movements to the Reis area are still clearly visible and easy to follow. There are documents confirming that 62 civilian workers also took part in the building of the road, who began work on 15 January 1916, a thick layer of snow notwithstanding. On these truck access roads, small Fiat trucks nicknamed Little Mules also traveled easily, as can be seen in a rare period photograph. It is interesting to note that the attack carried out by the Cuneo Alpini Battalion's RDT platoon set out precisely from the Reis positions. In fact, in the battalion's historic diary we read that, on the night of 31 October 1918, in a surprise attack, the RDT platoon attacked the small Austrian guard in front of Gioco dello Stelvio. In a rapid maneuver, in the face of great difficulties given the terrain covered with plentiful quantities of snow, the members of the platoon targeted the large trench between Dreispreschenspitze and Scorlazzo and, after a brief struggle, they captured it. A counterattack, however, did not permit it to be retained. It was only on 3 November 1918 that the Cuneo Alpini definitively occupied Scorlazzo and Gioco dello Stelvio and continued along Val di Trafoi.